The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. Toll free, 844-967-2789. Rowdy Roddy Piper in John Carpenter's They Live. Now, there was a man's man.
Don't know the reference. I know Rowdy.
You just heard the promo. I came here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. I'm all out of bubblegum. That's from They Live, the movie with Rowdy Roddy Piper. Come on, man.
You've edified me.
You learned something today, man. You can check it off your list and go party.
Here's something else I've learned today. Causes of low T. Probable causes of low T. Okay. As Tucker Carlson's now doing specials with tanning up the testicles. Apparently that's supposed to be one of the solutions. Pollution was certainly mentioned in this health article. Obesity. Rising obesity rates amongst American men. And, you know, it's not just an American problem, but it's definitely an American problem. And the reduction in smoking levels. Smoking increases your testosterone.
Smoking what?
Cigarettes. And increases testosterone. So the fact that the American people, as a rule, smoke a lot less than they used to, cigarettes.
So the old studies were perhaps... What, not biased, but leaning towards that way because of so much smoke? Is that a question that was beyond the norm?
In part, you can increase your testosterone levels by smoking cigarettes.
What about smoking weed? Can you increase your testosterone levels
by smoking
weed?
I've actually heard it's just the opposite.
Oh, really?
I've heard that can have feminizing qualities, and actually I think it's the opposite. I think it lowers your testosterone level. That's why you're a lover and not a fighter. 844-967-2789. As long as I got these pipes, no question about mine.
Oh, come on, man.
That's
terrible.
My kid makes me flex all the... Oof, it's kind of...
Yeah, nice. I mean, you have a bicep. That's about it. You got a big neck, too. A nice thick neck.
Yeah. Yeah, I earned that thick neck.
Well, you got to carry that big melon of yours around.
One of the ways I earned that thick neck. It's clearly a sign of... testosterone. I heard, although I haven't confirmed this, I hear baldness also a sign of high T.
Really? I'm not sure that's the case.
Pretty clear.
I don't think so.
No, I read that once. I'm pretty sure. I saw it on a napkin. 844-967-2789, along with the Foxconn contract written by Mr. Low T himself, Scotty Wanker. No, I'm talking about completely bald, not that male pattern yarmulke baldness in the back that Wanker's got. Ross from Middleton, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Ross.
Hey, guys. My theory is that it's a women's communist conspiracy. I think all the contraceptions, all that estrogen and stuff that they take every day is in the water, kind of like that Dr. Strangelove and that one guy where he's talking about the fluoridation that's in the water. And I'm thinking all that estrogen floating around in our water might be feminizing us, but that's my going.
Ross, I never drink water. I make it a point. No water.
Yeah, because Diet Mountain Dew is really good for you, I'm sure. Really, in the green soda really increases your T levels.
That's
huh,
jet
Ross?
Fuel, Ross. That's jet fuel. that and the cigarettes I don't smoke anymore. I've smoked in my life. Not a smoker, per se.
Yeah. So it's who knows? I mean, in some ways, it's got to be horrible if you're trying to have a kid, you know, and going through all that fertility treatment. But sometimes in the back of my mind, I think there's a few too many of us on the planet. But I don't want to be too negative.
Ross, that was not a problem at my household.
Thanks for the call, man. 844-967-2789. A conversation about hormone levels historically and where we're at now in both men and women, I think are totally legitimate and interesting conversations. And as mentioned, the pollutions and plastics and all the other stuff that goes in the air and goes in the water and goes into us, I think those are valid. But how it pertains to a political movement, I think, is the more important concern or thought as it pertains to Tucker Carlson and Fox News. I mean, why is this, as you mentioned, Crudy, you brought up, you know, authoritarian types, this is something that they talk about. It, in some regards, it's almost like the pedophile thing that they're all the Republicans are always blaming other people for. It's you dehumanize people, you make them other, and it becomes a talking point, and you can just then generalize and, what, try to push through whatever political agenda you're going after. So, you know, I don't want to be lectured to. I mean, as far as I know, Tucker Carlson is not any sort of study on hormones in human beings. So I don't believe what he has to say on the topic. Although it's an important topic.
Totally legit. The guy
when Kid Rock is laughing at you because you're talking about tannic testicles, I mean, when Kid Rock thinks you're full of crap, you are so monumentally full of crap.
Yeah, Kid Rock had to mock Tucker about the tan testicles. Apparently that's supposed to be a cure.
And this fake manliness. I mean, a guy like Donald Trump, who is the squishiest, softest, roundest, whitest dude I have ever seen. I don't know if that guy could do a push-up. Remember in the beginning of Stripes when Bill Murray was doing the push-ups, he could only do a couple, and he had to, you know, go to the army and get in shape.
Yeah.
He was like 30 years old. I mean, but he comes up, oh, I want to.
Well, damn, I think you're suffering from low T or low G, one or the other. 844. 967-2789, but it's a great expression on his face.
He is frozen in the best pose.
And he doesn't even know, I suspect. I bet he's still talking to himself. Appreciate you all listening to this side of the conversation and Mr. Low T there because he can't defend himself.
See, all the things I hear about, you know, putting sun on parts of your body that are, you know, undisclosed are on the other side of the taint, let's say. Those are things that I've seen before getting sun and using that to get vitamin D directly into you. I've never heard of the testicles before.
Well, no.
I mean, I've heard of testicles before, but not.
You don't watch enough of the Foxy News, apparently.
I'm never going to.
You know, I'm going to have a fine guest tomorrow from 3:30 to 4 o'clock Central Time. His name is Congressman Mark Pocan, my congressman from Wisconsin's 2nd CD. And then I'm hopping in the car. I'm going down to State Street, Madison, because tomorrow it's 420, baby. And I'm celebrating 420 at Knuckleheads. I'll be there at 420. I'm going live. Come on down and see me. They've got specials all day long. It's a circle the calendar kind of day. 420, it's a big day. Really big day. Some of us think it's a big day.
Happy holidays, everyone.
It's even for our conservative friends. Believe me, it's okay.
I don't know if I mentioned this. Happy holidays.
Be a bro. Celebrate 420. Thank you,
also,
Dominic.
Also, happy holidays.
Joining most of this show. You know, Dom couldn't even put in a full hour of work this week. Thank you, Evan. Thank you, Fancy Brian. Don't forget, Busted Pencil is coming up soon. Native Roots Radio coming up next. Keep it locked right here. 420 Eve. Yeah, it's a Tuesday, Dom. I knew it was Tuesday. Thanks for listening.
Sign on with the devil.
I'm Satan reincarnated. Who's bad?